Hello, friends, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by very exciting company yet again. Welcome, Bitsy, to the show 2 weeks in a row.
Hello, everyone. It's me. I'm back.
She not only did she request to be back on the show, but she has come with a full outline. So I just love the initiative that you're taking for the show. How are you doing?
I am doing so well. It is a complete 180 from the last time we spoke. Am I close enough to the microphone?
Yes, okay, you are great. Perfect.
It's a total 180 from the last time we spoke. I was not doing well. I was not in a good headspace. And I don't know if it's coming through the camera, but I'm vibrant. I'm well rested. You don't see bags under my eyes.
You do seem a lot. You sound better.
I feel alive. Good.
She's booted back up. We thought we were losing you. Well, you really came in crashed, which was needed. And it sounds like you've been getting lots of sleep.
I have been. I've been getting averaging about 13 hours a night. Seriously. Last night I was inching on 13.
Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. It's just you really needed to be plugged into the wall. And
I needed a reboot.
You did. And we're excited to have you back on the show. What has been your bow and what has been your low?
I think my bow would probably be my health, getting my health back, my voice, my sleep. Unpacking has also been a bow. I'm 60% done. There's still a lot to be done.
There's still a ton in the garage. Every time I walk in, I'm like, geez, that pile is growing?
Still there. Every time I walk out, I'm like, oh, still there. The fairies didn't go and put my clothes away. That's weird.
Are you feeling like your room is being able to absorb all the stuff?
It is. And that's why I've been doing it in stages, because I need to kind of allocate where the clothes are going and then adjust.
I like this.
Allocate and adjust. Today's title, we're allocating and adjusting to the real world. But that's my bow.
Okay.
My low was yesterday. Oh, I actually have two lows. Two lows and two bows.
There's no limit on how many lows and bows you can share.
Kind of a braver all over here. So yesterday we were on our way to physical therapy, mom and I, and we're driving along and we get pulled over.
Had a little bit of a run-in with the law.
We have a criminal on our hands. Anne is a criminal. So we get pulled over and mom's like, oh my gosh, like what did I do? Like we weren't speeding. We were in like a neighborhood. We were in the Metro Parks. We were in a park. So
wow. Continue.
So we get pulled over and the officer comes to the car and he was really cute. He was good looking. He was super cute. Should I say his last name?
No.
Okay.
Why would you say his last name?
Because the whole story was like the fact that like we just kept referring to him as so-and-so.
Well,
but
whisper it to me.
You know what? For everyone's safety, I'm not going to say his name. But he was so cute. He came to the car. Mom was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I think my plates are expired and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, ma'am, it's okay. It's like, okay. It would have been 7 months since she had gotten her new plates or some. It had been 7 months. It was a long time. And he was like, usually we tow you. I'm sitting there like, we have to go to physical therapy. Like, Madison, our physical therapist, is not going to like this.
We're going
to
be late.
I'm like, what are we going to do? We're going to get towed and Anne and I are just going to sit there in the park, like, call you and wait for a ride? Like, the guy was like, we were very apologetic. Mom was like, I'm so sorry. This completely slipped by my desk. Like, what can I do? And he's like, don't worry.
What can I do?
It's like, follow the law, and that's what you can do. And he was like, don't worry, I'm not going to tow you, but you know, you will be ticketed. So it seemed like it was his first ticket.
Okay.
Because he was nervous. He appeared to be nervous, and he was stuttering a lot.
Not to like play like delusional, but like...
What?
Did he think you were cute or something? I knew that would get you. Like, not to be completely Lulu.
Is it too loud?
It's a little loud. Week.
Not me literally thinking, like, he pulled us over just so he could talk to me. Like,
no, that's what I'm thinking. What? Like, just say that you want to go on a date. Just, like, you don't have to stop traffic.
You don't have to, like, charge my mom for expired plates. Like, just ask for my number. The thing is he kept asking for moms. He goes, okay, like, and what is your cell phone number? I've never heard of a cop asking for a cell phone number.
Cell phone number.
And mom was like, gave the number. And then he went back to the car and ran stuff. And then he came back and he goes, okay, is this your cell phone number? And I was like, yeah. Like, why do you need my cell phone number?
That's weird.
And she's like, did you want her cell phone number.
Like, he's like, we need every person in the vehicle's cell phone.
And we also need to know status, marriage, single, whatever. Yes.
So, is your husband or boyfriend coming to pick you up? No, not you, ma'am. We know you're married. I'm asking for the woman in the passenger seat.
Yeah. The child. It's me. I'm like, hey.
How old do you think he was?
Oh, he was 27.
Okay. I think, because I was listening to mom, like, just to clarify this, I think that the old tickets were sent to, like, Claire and Connor's house, like, our old address, and, like, maybe they just didn't realize. So I think that it was, like, an address issue, because she's so on top of that kind of stuff. So I think, like, 7 months ago was, like, right around the time when they moved. So that's what she was saying. She thinks that the stickers went to.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, thank God he didn't tell you. Do you think you got out of it because you guys were charming?
Like, I didn't want to say it. No, I'm totally kidding.
No, I think that's maybe why you got out of it. Like,
we were, you know, we're good law-abiding citizens.
Of course.
And we are sitting there, and I'm eating a muffin and drinking coffee, and I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Where'd you get the muffin?
It was... Did you get the
muffin? Where from?
It was from the house. I just had the top. I actually was just starving, so
okay,
I just
got it. Yeah.
So we get pulled over. Again, I do think it was one of his first traffic stops, because he kept going over things, kept talking, very due diligent.
It's so weird. He asked for my Instagram, which
yeah,
is like,
it's like so odd. And then he asked me out for coffee. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, he showed me. He was like going over things and pulling up his Hinge profile. Like, I just thought it was really weird.
We'll get her
plates.
I think
she did it today.
She is on it.
Crazy. So that was your low, but also kind of a funny story.
So that also went into my low. So I go to the physical therapist, and I'm like walking in. I'm like, so we have a felon on our hands. Like,
I bet she ate the story.
Oh my God,
up.
Madison was just dying. And then she informed me. So I have a lot of ailments from being back at home from school. And so I sit down and I go, so everything hurts. Like, this is what hurts. Everything. And then I said, but starting off, there's something wrong with my finger.
You've been mentioning this.
So I hand her my finger and I say, something's wrong. And mom starts laughing, and Madison's like, okay, let me take a look at it. So turns out I sprained my pointer finger.
You mentioned this at dinner last night, but how? What did you do?
So I was taking my last exam, and I vividly remember this because it was literally last Thursday, and I cracked all of my fingers. And as I cracked my pointer finger, she said that the tendon popped out.
Oh my God,
of the normal socket, normal tendon place, and then popped back in. And so I sprained it. And the second I did it, I couldn't use my hand.
I lost my grip. My whole hand went numb.
So they had to amputate.
Yes. Yeah.
It really, really hurt. And no one believes me, because no one ever believes me when I have my ailments, just like when I said that my back hurt for years.
Okay, we're getting into a separate problem. This is for a different episode. I didn't realize we were getting into such a deep conversation. We do believe you.
Yep.
You just are not always the most reliable source.
Okay.
No, okay. I'm kidding.
So anyways, sprained my pointer finger. It still hurts. I will not be cracking it anymore. And then when I fell a few weeks ago?
I don't know if we ever talked about that.
Okay. So it was right after our grandpa's funeral, and I was trying to lighten the mood, and I was doing a little bit, and I took it too far, and I slipped, and I fell, and I slammed my body into the wall. Coffee went everywhere, all over me.
She split her pants.
I ripped my leggings. I was bleeding.
That's crazy.
Was out of control.
She was like, I was just trying to do like get a laugh, and she hit the floor.
Oh my God. I was in so much pain. But then, I just kept going. And then I went on a run that week, and I actually thought I broke my knee. I actually thought that I lost all mobility in my leg.
Yeah.
And I went on a run at like 8 o'clock at night.
You were at school still.
I was at school. I go on this run. All of a sudden, I'm like, okay, so something's severely wrong.
Yeah.
I call mom. No answer. I call Claire and Connor, and they're like, what can we do for you? Like, you're four
Everyone
hours
was,
away.
Like, asleep.
And I'm like, guys, like, you have to stay on the line because I might pass out as I walk back home.
Was it just, like, so sore?
I was limping. I was hobbling.
Finger,
home.
Knee.
So I asked my physical therapist, and she said, you probably bruised your kneecap. And then it pulled on, I have really tight quads. And she was like, your quads were pulling, your meniscus, and things were unsettled. And she was like, don't overdo it. Don't run. Just stay very still.
Stay very still. I think that might be You have been staying way more still. I mean, think about where you were coming off of doing something every moment, and now you're just here. And I can see you calming down since even the last episode.
Yeah.
Which people were leaving some good suggestions for you in the comments.
What were they saying? I didn't read
it. Just kind of like how to stay in touch with friends and to just give yourself this time to transition. Oh. I feel like I'm whispering. Do I seem really quiet to you? No? Can you hear me? Do you feel physically better with getting some of those things checked on? I feel
physically stronger.
Good.
Again, the finger is just still a little limp.
Yeah, we'll keep your
that,
hand in our thoughts and prayers.
I'm feeling ready for Europe, ready to walk again, and
that's good.
Be active,
getting everything kind of situated.
What were your bows and lows?
I would say that my bow would be this week. I got a very exciting brand collaboration, which I'm super excited about. So I'm just feeling good about, you know, the business front is going well, just with some exciting collaborations. I would say another bow. What would be another bow that I have had? That was probably, it's been a quick week since we just did this.
Anything with your boyfriend?
Well, he's on a business trip this week.
A business trip. Why was that so bad? Because it's just so like mature, you know, like like he is on a business trip.
Yeah, he's on a business trip. So he did call me after his dinner last night, and we were chatting for quite some time. So
you guys talk on the phone a lot.
We do. We talk on the phone. I'm seeing him when he gets back on Friday, so that's gonna be fun. We're going on a date.
Where are you going?
I don't know. He's planning it.
Can I come?
No, that's literally the opposite of a date. Distance. I would say that my low for this week. What would be my low? Oh my god, it's like I didn't come prepared. I feel like you've been coming back with so many things.
Yeah, I mean,
probably just my lack of sleep. I feel like I haven't been able to catch up since Miami and the graduation weekend. It very much set me back.
You know, I noticed that, and I was kind of wondering how you were doing.
What do you mean you noticed that?
I noticed that you weren't able to recover from this.
No,
weekend.
I haven't been able to recover. I am exhausted.
Everyone else has recovered.
So that would probably be my low. But anyway, let's move on to some of your notes, because I see you have a little pad of paper. Okay, let's hop into some of the topics that you have. I'd love that you came so prepared.
Yes. So the first thing I wanted to touch upon was updates on post-grad life. It's been about 5 days.
Yes.
Last time I was on here, I was unwell. I was not ready to move on. Today, I'm feeling hopeful. I'm feeling driven. I'm feeling positive.
Amazing.
And let me tell you some of the things that have gotten me here.
You have the floor.
I cut my hair.
Oh.
Yup.
Yup.
Yes. Last time I was on here, first of all, that clip was not doing me any help. It was like protruding from my head. But my hair was long. It was immature. It was so college. It was so college. And I cut my hair 2.5 inches. I'm feeling refreshed. Mom didn't even notice that I cut my hair.
I noticed right when you walked in.
She goes, oh, I thought you just showered. I'm like, what?
I noticed. It looks thick and healthy. It looks great.
Thank you. I told you I'm getting a lot of sleep. My voice is coming back. And today I dressed up.
You were dressed up last time.
I was, but I dressed up just for this show. Oh. But today I got up and I put on jeans and a cardigan and I went and worked at a coffee shop. And when I got to the coffee shop, I was like, wait, I'm like one of you guys. I'm like, wait, do you guys know that I'm actually a fraud? Like, yeah. I'm not a young professional yet.
Not yet, but you're not a student either.
I'm like a fresh post grad. Do they think I'm in college? They probably don't even care, but
I can guarantee you they're not going to get a second thought.
I can guarantee you they're like, get out of line.
Yes, yeah, and order your matcha.
Yeah, so that was really exciting, and I was just kind of gauging. I texted you. I was like, I love this kind of new.
It seemed like you went to like 3 different places. You went to.
No, it was just one place.
Ready, Set?
No, I went to a good kind.
You told me at one point you were a patron saint.
No, that's where I'm going tonight for dinner. Oh. Did you think I was a patron saint?
Yeah, it's a coffee shop too during the day. And I was like, geez, she went to 3 different places.
I was getting no work done. I was just
okay, got it. You were at, coffee that shop. Makes a lot more sense. So how are you enjoying your post-grad clothes? Just the clothes.
The clothes are good.
It's just your style now.
It is. I'm going to adjust it a little bit because, again, I'm not fully unpacked. So I'm still wearing like random pieces. I don't even know where this cardigan came from.
It's tasteful.
Thank you. I think it's J. Crew. But I don't actually know. I don't know. So like yesterday I was wearing a sweatshirt, leggings, and my New Balance. And I felt college. Mm. I felt way too immature. It was so last week. what I was wearing and the way that my hair was so last week.
It was so last week. You do. You look like a completely different person. You've also just taken like so much initiative when it comes to Emily Owen Bose. She's running Bose and Company Instagram.
I got a new job offer.
Yeah.
To work on Bose and Company.
It is still an unpaid position. And yeah, you were the one who really, you know, instigated the podcast and you came with your notes. So I'm just like feeling like you are so, I don't want to say like, it's giving leadership, but like it is giving leadership. Yeah, maybe this is your new post-grad young professional persona defrosting and like getting ready, shedding this that is my college exec skin.
Position.
Exactly, exactly. She was taking a business phone call before we started recording. I was like, I had no idea you were connected, you know? So it's really, it's just been a beautiful thing to see. You're like a butterfly coming out of its cocoon.
Thank you.
When do you
or like a ladybug ready to take flight.
And that maybe that's your mission statement. And that's kind of helped you, guided you into this. New
yeah. I'm like, guys, what should we do? And then I'm like, OK, we need to work.
Do you sleep with those?
Yeah. Actually, last night, you can kind of still see indentations, but I must have slept because I was asleep on my hand. I must have slept like on the ladybugs.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I had huge bug marks all over me.
Maybe take them off. But you like to sleep in your jewelry.
I do. Not my hoops.
I do.
Not my hoops, but.
Yeah, no,
bracelets and rings I'm fine with. And
not
necklaces.
Yeah. Continue.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was it.
I'm seeing a lot more written though.
I'm sorry. Yes. So I have, those are my updates on postgrad life. I updated the summer bucket list.
Oh, we have been getting lots of questions because they were like, please share. And then people were saying that they were going to make a summer bucket list as
okay.
well.
So I'm going to bounce these off. Tell me what you think.
I haven't made my list yet. So I'll probably.
This is our list.
This
is the Bose and Company list.
This is the show's list. Okay.
Okay, ready? So the first three we did together: travel, find a drink of the summer, host apartment party. So this is actually perfect timing. Grammy texted me minutes before we recorded, and she sent me this super long text message.
Whoa, that's huge.
She goes, Elizabeth, in all caps, new drink, a Singapore sling.
Ooh.
I am now going to read the 37 steps it takes to make a Singapore sling.
You have the floor.
This is insane.
Wait, that's such a long text.
Ready? Yeah. Ingredients. 2 tablespoons of unsweetened pineapple juice, 1.5 tablespoons of gin, 1 tablespoon of fresh lime juice. I'm going to forget the tablespoons now. Orange liqueur, such as Grand Marnier, cherry liqueur, herbal liqueur, orange bitters, a cocktail shaker with ice, shake 15 seconds, strain into highball glass, top with 1/4 cup club soda, garnish with fresh pineapple wedge, an orange twist, and a maraschino cherry if desired. P.S. There's a history to this cocktail, which makes it fun. Love you to pieces, Graham.
Wow. You're going to need a fully stocked bar.
So when I was talking about like drink of the summer, I was thinking like white wine and like spritz and like put it together.
Right.
This is a 37 step cocktail. Where am I supposed to get all of this?
I feel like the only place around here that would actually listen to you would maybe be like the marble room, but you would have to come with your notes because not many people are going to have pineapple wedges.
This is going to take at least 45 minutes to make.
Yes. Wait, that's crazy. Actually like she's been mentioning, I heard her say it at one point, but I like that she actually wrote up.
I'm sure it's really good, but
I mean it sounds delicious.
I just think like you gotta, maybe Grammy and I will go and to the grocery store and get all these things.
I feel like we've already had some trouble at certain restaurants not being able to do a pear martini because not everyone has dried pear, so it gets replaced with a lemon slice.
And pear infused vodka, that's the problem.
Pear infused vodka, I knew there was something else.
Yeah,
so just imagine the confusion that we're gonna cause with this.
I can't even.
Singapore sling.
I mean, we need cherry liqueur, herbal liqueur, orange bitters, like I'm lost.
It'd be faster to go to Singapore. You know, than to make this drink.
Yes. Yeah. And I wonder where she got it.
I have heard rumblings of this. The last time I was with her, she was whispering something about a Singapore sling, but seems like she's really kind of figured out the theme of this. I love the brainstorming though. I think that the goal in order for your summer drink to stick, it's got to be succinct.
Under 5 ingredients.
Yeah. It's got to be under 5 ingredients and succinct. Because if you are now, if there's more than one question with a bartender and it's over. We're embarrassed.
You
We're
lost
pulling
the allure.
Up pictures. Yeah. You've lost the allure. You just have to be able to order it and they can get it. That's the whole point of this.
When we were in Palm Beach, besides the pear martini, before we started ordering those a few days before, I was getting lemon twist martinis.
I think that could be a good recovery order if they can't do pear.
What's the recovery order for a Singapore sling?
You
get up and you leave.
You leave. There's no recovery. Just get like...
How do you even explain what's in that?
Order a dry white wine and call it a day, you know?
Yeah. Book a ticket and go to Singapore.
Literally.
Okay,
continue.
So I wanted to kind of talk about that. All right, these are the new ones. Master a new hobby.
share more about that. You've already gotten into needlepoint. Is that in addition to?
No, this is a new hobby.
So you want to do something other than
it has to be new.
Okay, so what are you, like, what do you have in mind?
I didn't have anything in mind. I just wrote it down.
Are we still on the bucket list?
Yes.
Okay, so but like, but you have to, but what's
but I don't, it's just gonna happen organically. You can't force these hobbies.
Okay, you're the one who brought it up, and now I feel like you are. Okay. I was just asking a follow-up like question because really not I didn't know deep. If you had something in mind.
Nothing in mind.
We're just never gonna get through this list because we're just gonna be fighting.
Okay, one after that. Pick up an old skill.
Oh.
And I have that in mind, tennis.
Oh,
I haven't played in like 3 years. It's time.
I feel like that's very doable.
It's doable. Okay, this is very summer related. Pick flowers.
Oh, how sweet.
Go one day without your phone.
Oof, that's hard.
Yeah. Yikes.
I don't know if I could do that.
Maybe it will like do it on a day that we're
what about on. An iPad?
No, it's just a phone. So just you can phone. Be on so your you computer. Can be on
any other, yeah.
You can be on someone else's phone.
Oh.
Cook a new meal.
Love.
Swim in a body of water.
Like a lake?
Like a lake. But it could be, this is for everyone, so it could be any body of water.
Yeah.
It could be a creek. I don't know. It could be a large puddle. It could be whatever you wanted. Have a picnic.
Aw.
Meet a new friend.
Love. Yeah.
Goals. Play a board game. I know you don't like that, so I'm going to be challenging you.
Okay. I can maybe, do it.
Maybe playing a new board game can be your new hobby.
Ooh, I like this.
Go on a bike ride.
Yep.
Do a random act of kindness.
Sweet.
I'll do it to you this afternoon and check it off. Does this count as being on your podcast count?
As a I was thinking more like kindness. Pay for somebody's coffee behind you in a drive through, but.
Yes. Finish a needlepoint project.
I do have to finish my project too.
Go to a new museum.
Ooh.
Have a movie night.
Cute.
Stargaze.
Stargaze.
So those are some of them. We can add more. We can take some off.
That was lovely, Elizabeth. Thanks. That was so wholesome and lovely.
That's what I did this morning.
And if everyone, I'll jot down the list in the description of this podcast. So you can just copy and paste it and send it out to your group
and
chats.
And I'll put it on the Bose and Company.
And yes.
And maybe we can, every time we check something off, I'll post about it.
Perfect. With a picture. Yeah.
A picture.
And luckily you started this like so early on into the summer that everybody like really has time to like get their ducks in a row to complete this list.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
And I'll run it by head bow right now. But I'm going to post the bucket list. And then if people also finish their bucket list, tag Bose and Company and I'll repost it.
Wow. Wait, I love this.
We're starting a trend.
We're starting an Instagram story.
Trendsetters.
Add that to the list. Become a trendsetter. Well, I think this is going to be really fun. Maybe we'll have, like, make a graphic for it, you know?
A graphic.
You know how that kind of gets traction.
I don't have Canva Pro, but
I have a graphic designer that I'll send this to.
Right.
I have a trained
professional.
We're outsourcing. It's all about your team.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm coming to learn that.
We're so excited to have you on the team right now.
Thank you.
You seem eager to learn.
I seem eager to like do anything.
Yes.
Nothing to do. And I'm trying to put off.
How are you feeling? No, seriously, you've got to get that pile taken care of in the garage. How are you feeling about the fact that you like have all this free time?
I don't feel like I have that much free time because I'm keeping myself very busy. I'm waking up at 11. I take an hour to get ready.
Uh-huh.
I work on my real estate license.
Yep.
I putt around the house. And I do podcasts.
And now you do podcasting.
Swamped.
Honestly, at this rate, I feel like you could put out a show every single day with everything that you have to say.
I would. Yeah. If it would get me out of packing, I would do it.
But like the packing, I guarantee you, is only going to be, I'm sorry, I'm just fixing my hair. Does that look okay?
Yeah.
I have these like,
yeah, no,
these layers
great.
Are really popping out. I feel like packing would be tops like an hour and a half.
Oh, and I did most of the unpacking yesterday.
I'm sorry, it's unpacking, just I mean.
The hanging stuff that's still in the garage and then a basket of shoes. Uh-huh. And I have no way to absorb those shoes. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with these shoes? And then there's like desk stuff.
So I'm like so overwhelmed for packing for Europe, but you have like two things going at once.
Right. But if you don't think about either, you have zero things going on.
There's not a thought in my head.
If all you do is podcast, then you have nothing else to worry
it's
about.
It's so weird. Elizabeth graduated and she just like really took over her sister's podcast and like that's all she did.
Yeah.
We're putting out like 15 shows a day.
I can last so long that like that stuff in the garage can just be moved into my new apartment. I won't ever have to absorb
it
into this room.
Could you imagine if it stayed there for like all that time? That would be so insane. Have you been Well, we went to Pilates the other night.
That's on my list. Let me check it off. One thing about me, I love lists. Okay, so we went to Pilates the other day. What'd you think about it?
I feel like you hated the class.
I did.
And I was really uncomfortable because I knew you hated the class, but that is the temperature of that studio. It's very peculiar studio, and I don't want to start calling people out because it is their business. They are running a business. Yeah. But I do know it's a little weird.
So I was really grateful that we went. I was so happy to be there with you. And I liked it because it was more of a restorative Pilates and I was still under the weather. So it was a good tempo for that. In general, I'm never going back there.
No, I know.
I almost fell asleep.
I could tell it was radiating off of you. The instructor would, okay, so here's the problem. So there are probably three studios near us that I've gone to all three. And it's hard to get into the top one that I always want to go to, which is where all the cool girls go. Okay. And you would just love it. So it's impossible to get into number one unless you buy a package and you give up your firstborn. It's something crazy. Yeah. So then I started going to this second one, which you and I went to the other day. And then there's the third studio that just opened up, but I'm not vibing with them either, but I actually feel like you would enjoy it. So I'm like, okay, let's go to the second one because I really like how big the reformers are and it's super close to our house. So we get there and we beat the instructor to the studio. The door's locked and nobody's there. So I'm like, oh my gosh, did we book for the wrong time? So we wait in our car and she shows up legit 4 minutes before the class was about to start. So then we get in there. We're the only two people in the class. I do think it's a pretty studio.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
So then we start going and I felt bad because I've never had such a talkative instructor. And there was
I usually don't speak to my instructor.
So we had to talk the whole time and there was no music. So it kind of felt like we were just doing Pilates in somebody's living room. And it didn't really bother me because I had kind of experienced that slightly. I knew this was what the place was. I don't understand why no one is ever in the classes. I don't know if they're going to make it.
Aren't they super expensive?
They're super expensive and they are super expensive. But I also don't think that anybody knows that it's there.
Maybe.
So that's kind of the backstory on the Pilates class. So thank you for coming. Actually, you got a good workout in, whatever.
No, I did. And I was happy to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad I tried it. But you won't catch me there.
I know you again won't. You won't.
Because I couldn't. There was no music. If there's no music, I'm sorry. I can't work out.
I do think it's such a good workout, though.
It's a great workout. It's so you. That studio is so you.
Isn't it? I kind of like it.
No, yeah. And you should keep going. Don't let me deter you. But you won't catch me there again.
She was furious.
I was I wasn't furious. I was just are you for real? this is where you've been coming.
Yeah, I like it. It's a pretty studio. And it's calm. It's relaxing. I get a good workout in. And then I go home and I go about my day.
Yeah. And I think that's great.
But I think you would love. It's the other studio that is, but I can't get it. We can't get in.
Okay, so you went to the third, the new one that just opened. I didn't
love it because but you would like it. It's a dark room. They were blasting music, and it's the same reformers as the other first place.
And are those low to the
ground? So they're really small reformers. Yeah, yep. You like those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the instructor has a microphone and she's kind of screaming.
Yep.
See, you would like that.
So the one at school and the one that I did at home last summer, that's what it is. They're screaming at you and you literally can't even, there's blood in your ears because the music is so loud and you're going really fast.
Yeah, that's exactly how these two are.
And that's what I'd like. Now, I've been to restorative Pilates, so I know how to center yourself, tuck in your tailbone. I'm not in bad form when you're doing it quickly, but I definitely like it faster.
Yeah, so we're going to have to, I think we should start with going to the third one because they do have a lot more open slots because they just opened up. But yeah, I was oh my God, she does not like this. I was this is so fun. We can go to Pilates together. We can do this. And of course, the first class I take her to, instructor's not there. She won't stop talking to us. And there's literally dead silence. We're just all staring at each other. And then Elizabeth and I got the giggles.
Yes.
At certain points.
We were doing a move that I've never done in my life.
See, they're all into the boxes.
We were flapping penguins. what is going on? And why can I hear everything?
It was literally, it turned into an aquatics class.
And I said, are we swimming?
It was literally like, okay, now flutter your legs, now butterfly. And we were just like,
we were doing a 100-meter dash in Pilates.
Floating on a box. And like, there's huge windows. Like, people are like walking by with their dog. They were. And like, Elizabeth and I are literally doing like a free stroke and like the butterfly. And she's just like, and I know, like, I can feel you that you're so annoyed.
And I'm like looking at you and I'm like, I hate this. I'm like, I'm gonna rip you a new one.
It was so funny. I feel like as it was happening, I'm like, I cannot wait to talk about this on the podcast because she was like not having it. So we're gonna, I will just go
and
to that was, one.
And you couldn't even hear me because my voice was still gone.
My voice is still gone. I will just go to that place by myself because honestly, it's very therapeutic to me. If we could get in. If we can get into the other two classes, I can assure you, you will love it and you will not be so annoyed with me. And I...
Great. Just, yeah. I've also tried Callie's Pilates downtown.
I've never been there. Okay, but how is Callie's Pilates any different than the place that we went to the other day?
Louder music, faster pace.
Faster pace, got it.
And it's just, I like it. I've been there a few times. I like it.
Okay, cool. So those are, that's our Pilates update. But I really do think we should get into a good groove of it this summer because you know how the summer can get away from us and all of a sudden we just like,
oh my gosh,
I just feel like our workouts fall to the wayside because we're so busy. But if we just continue to prioritize that, I think we're going to be fine. Our health and well-being. And it does like we've talked about this. You've taken a considerable more amount of classes than I have.
Yes.
But I do feel like my body looks a little different.
Okay. I went to the physical therapist yesterday and once she diagnosed my sprained finger, she was working on my back because of all my back problems.
Right.
And I said, Madison, do you think that my back looks more toned? She goes, I wasn't going to say anything, but I can see definition.
Whoa.
Definition in your back. And then she said, your shoulders have more definition. And then she goes, I can definitely see it in your thighs.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She was
and,
just
and
like,
that's why I go to her because
yeah, exactly.
I love her.
Exactly. No, it does like look, it just like,
there's just, it tightens everything up.
Like I said, I don't know if you listened, but a couple weeks ago with mom, it feels like that's the sound.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And then I still have found success with my dry brushing. I know that you have some strong opinions with that.
So after we wrapped the other day, I went after whatever in the evening after I worked out after Pilates.
Yeah.
Am I okay?
After I dropped you back off. She like wasn't speaking to me in the car. She was like, where were we?
So I tapped all my lymph nodes and then I tapped it with the dry brush and then a dry brush. And I didn't see a difference.
Really?
Yeah, but I put in the effort.
I just think that I'm more prone to...
I'm prone to puffiness.
Yeah, but I feel like you can take a hot shower and it goes away.
You've always said that to me and I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I can always tell with you. Do you think I still look puffy?
But I never thought you looked puffy from the beginning.
I look back at Palm Beach in January.
I was puffy then.
I think that was peak puffiness. I could see it in my face. It was just stress.
Mine was college.
Yeah, yours was like fun puffy. Mine was like not fun puffy.
Oh, that kind of defines me. I'm a fun puffy. I'm a fun puffy. There's always just a layer of fun puff on me.
No, but like, you know what I mean.
Me doing the penguin. I'm doing the 100-meter penguin.
Like, where are we?
Like, I hate this place.
Get me back to college. Is this how post-grad's going to be?
Okay, so we talked about Pilates. Some other things that I have here is dating. I was actually talking to one of my best friends today, and I was like, I don't even want to date. Like, you're looking at me with such...
I didn't know we were sharing the biggest lie of the century on this podcast. Oh, I didn't know we were lying today.
Oh my God.
It's
my puffiness getting in the way. No, like that's not my top priority right now.
I know what you mean. Like, I think you got it. Yeah. Like just you.
I'm interested in sleeping.
Uh-huh.
unpacking, traveling to see friends, traveling with you to Europe. I'm interested in.
A lot of short-term goals. This seems like. Like, I feel like these will be
I'm
wrapped
interested
up quickly.
In, like, I should be ready by next week.
So we're only planning for like 2 weeks out, really.
I'm also interested in just like making a really good core group of friends in Cleveland.
No, I think that is. I know what you mean. Like, and it's so funny because a couple weeks ago, Elizabeth and I had these grand plans.
Oh my God. we had these big plans to just hit the town, hit the ground running, go out on the town, meet all these people. And then Emily gets a boyfriend. And Emily goes, I am just really not interested in going out. I just like am so over like partying and like just like in the public in general.
No, the and way I'm like,
what about me?
We had these huge summer plans of like the amount of tops, guys, the amount of tops that I ordered, like looks that I had. And I'm like, I guess like you can wear them or send them back.
Emily was like, I don't even dress like that anymore. Like now that I have a boyfriend, it's like so different.
But it really did. I was like, wait a minute. Like I had this whole like when he brought it up, I was like, yes, but like we should probably tell my sister because she's going to be furious that like our plans have changed this summer. Like
we can date, but like not around my sister.
But like Bessie's not going to like this.
No,
that's OK. Like we're still going to go out and like have fun. It's just going to be with, you know, other people now.
Right. I was just left out to dry. Yeah. Which is fine.
No, that it was. I every time I think about that, I'm like, but this was literally like 3 or 4 weeks ago. The way that like time has stood still for me.
Really?
Yeah. Like I feel like
time couldn't be moving at a faster pace for me.
I just feel like so much has happened for me the past couple months that it's felt like when I think back to like January, I'm like, who was she?
Yeah. You've had a huge character development.
Exactly.
I'm hoping for one of those soon.
You are. I mean, you're entering into your new character.
Yeah. So anyways, just not really interested in dating.
Okay. So just interested in, you know.
Interested in making friends. Solidifying interested in those, having a great time.
Great.
And interested in skincare and health.
And unpacking. But you know what? I had similar thoughts to that. I was like, this is going to be a really fun summer. And then like, look where that led.
I texted this all to Nicole and then in walked the cutest boy to the coffee shop. And I was like, I gotta go, Nicole. I gotta go talk to him.
And you would so be the type of person to be like, it's a sign. You know what I mean?
It wasn't a sign.
Oh, okay.
But I went over and I did order another coffee and I was drinking a full cappuccino.
I love it. I think it's still good to put yourself out there and put yourself in situations because as we said last week, your network is your net worth. Mm. I told my boyfriend on the phone that we said that and he was like, I said, oh, we quoted you on the podcast today.
Bows and Co's podcast. I went on to your account today and I'm like taking it over because new job position. I'm going to post on LinkedIn like pro bono work for Bo and Co. And you got probably 50 DMs about how you looked so much like our grandpa's sister. And I just wanted to bring it back up.
Okay.
Because I didn't realize like the support and like how much you looked like her. Like I knew how much you looked like her, but I don't know. It was just.
Did I look like her? I feel like I did.
You look exactly like her and everyone sees it.
Okay, good.
Isn't that so cute? I just wanted to bring it up.
Wait, no, I love that you brought it back up because you were texting when you were working at your coffee shop about it. And sometimes there's just so many messages that I get through that sometimes I don't see it. But I'm glad that they also, because like you never know if you post it and then people were like, you're crazy. You don't look anything like her.
Right. And I didn't listen to that podcast episode, and I just saw your Insta story of it. I was like, oh, like that's cute. She shared it. And then the people were so responsive. They really loved hearing that.
Aren't they so nice, the Bowling Company listeners?
So nice. I was responding. I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, here's my number. Let's be friends.
Are you in the area?
Do you want to go to a Pilates class?
Wait, yeah, no, they're so, so, so nice. Sometimes I get voice messages from people and it's like genuinely, like there's this one woman, Lynn. And when I tell you, I've played them for like Laura and Mom before, like they are the nicest.
Wow.
They're a podcast in themselves. They're literally the nicest voice memos. And like, they're 2 or 3 minutes long. And she just like makes me feel so great.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And I sometimes get DMs like from your followers.
Uh-huh.
And I can like tell, obviously, that they're your followers. And they're like, we just love listening to you on the podcast. And you and Emily are so fun. Like, it's a wonderful community.
It is a wonderful community.
Everyone should join and join the bucket list as well.
Yes.
Okay. Wanted to bring that up.
I just wanted to shout out, like, you could, you know, we have our summer bucket list and then everyone could wear the Bose Beach Club. And like, that could be the club that we're in to like complete this bucket list. I kind of wanted to just like wrap that back into this whole theme.
There is actually nothing I love more than a club.
I know. Elizabeth is so.
I love groups. I love groups. I love clubs. I love it.
You do. You're so like about that.
That's why I joined so many organizations on campus.
You do love to be part of a club. You love your community. You love community.
I love community.
You love community. Who doesn't like community?
I don't want to know that person. Yeah. I don't want them in my community.
No, no. You would call like, we call me Elizabeth, Claire, Connor, and then like whoever else we're dating, the crew. And Elizabeth, like
really, I got us all hats.
She got us all hats.
We have a group chat. It's no biggie.
It's called the crew. Exactly. It kind of makes it hard when we're like dating different people, because then like we have to like.
There was one time Emily was dating this boy, and it had been long enough that I was like, okay, we're gonna invite him into the crew.
Yeah.
So I presented him with a hat, and then we got through the dinner, and he was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this is a big honor.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So like, don't take this lightly. And I was about to add him into the group chat, and then by the end of dinner, Emily like pulled me into the bathroom and like said something, and she was like, it's not gonna last. So at that dinner, I said to him, you know what? This hat doesn't seem to fit you. I'm gonna take it back and get you a bigger size. And he was like, okay. I took the hat back and I never gave it. They broke up a week later.
Yeah, it was just like, you were like, phew, thank God that you took that hat back.
Yeah, so funny enough, no one's ever invited anyone that I've dated into the crew.
Well, no, because you lead the crew. You're the one who keeps the crew together, the quote-unquote crew.
Yeah.
Actually, now that I think about it, we never even thought about adding in that last
person. Well, I was in charge of adding them and I didn't want it. That was my call. That
spoke volumes. I feel like when you meet my current boyfriend, he would definitely be somebody who he's like very community based as well. So he does. Let me know your thoughts after if you want to include him in the crew.
I'll pick out a hat.
He's also a hat wearer, so that could also be like something that's good.
I was unpacking and I have upwards of 35 hats, baseball hats.
Well, I feel like that's so like collegey. Like just you walk to class, you throw a hat on. You'd like different things you get them from. That makes sense.
Yeah, lots of hats, unneeded.
What else is on your list?
We were tagged in a TikTok the other day.
What was it?
And I clicked on it. It was the craziest TikTok I've ever seen. Not actually, but this woman used her, the back of her toilet. Like, what is that called? The back of your toilet where it's like the plumbing of your toilet.
Right.
She used it as a vase and she put flowers in her toilet.
No.
And... I was just like, oh.
Why were we tagged?
They said, I want to hear Anne's opinion on this on the podcast with a laughing, crying
really
face.
Really funny. What were people in the comments
people
saying?
People were like, there's a thing called a vase.
That's the craziest.
She planted flowers in her toilet.
How is the toilet working?
I don't know. Like, she would flush it, and then, like, I guess you're flushing the flower soil. It seemed out of control.
I didn't see it.
Like all you had to do was get a rectangle vase and put it on the back of the toilet.
People had taken things too far on the internet. It's maybe like, it was like rage bait.
Yeah,
what's that called? Where it's like so crazy that people interact with
it. She said she did it in every single one of her guest bedrooms.
That's insane behavior.
It's insane behavior. And how gross. And you have like these flowers dripping in toilet water?
That's crazy. That's insane.
What if there's a problem with your toilet and you have to...
There will be. I'm sure there is.
So I just thought
that was an interesting thing to add to your list. I'm glad you brought it up.
I was like, just so befuddled by it. I had to talk about it with someone.
So taken aback. No, I'm actually glad you brought that up. See, I can see that you've been working on the DMs because I'm getting all these responses back.
Neat.
So cute.
I also wanted to talk to you about how I'm on Judge Judy TikTok.
Okay.
And I've been sending you a lot of them. You have been liking them?
I watched the one. Why are you on Judge Judy TikTok?
I don't know.
It's so interesting what our For You pages like. Target us with.
Yeah, but also our phone's clearly listening because the other day when I said we were going to the ABBA Voyage concert in London, I started getting more ABBA clips.
I've been getting a lot of travel content because I've been talking about
it. How are you feeling about traveling? How are you feeling about leaving this weekend? How are you feeling about leaving your boyfriend?
Wow, so many questions wrapped up into one. Well, the thing about it is I've been so excited for this trip, and this trip was planned well before I met him. So that excitement has not left me because I really do have a travel itch.
Same.
And I really do have a yearning for adventure. So I'm, from that standpoint, I'm very much looking forward to it. I also like the length of this trip. It's not like we're gone for like 3 weeks. It's like 10 days exactly, which I think is just like the perfect amount of time. So I'm so excited for like the content, the outfits, to be back in Paris, to be back in Europe in general. The other good thing is he's also traveling a ton for work during that time.
Another work trip.
Like
another business trip.
He has like three trips. So
three trips.
It's actually all lining up perfectly.
Business must be booming.
He's very busy. So our schedules are mapped out great. And so I don't know. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
I am really looking forward to it. I have just tuned into the plans. I just learned that we were, like literally last week, I learned that we were also going to London.
What? What's wrong with you?
A lot. But
you knew we were going to Paris, London, and Dublin.
I didn't know that how long we were going. I didn't know where we were staying because mom was just like, she's so wrapped up in college last week that she right. wasn't even filling me in. But we're doing some very exciting things. We're going to Palace of Versailles.
Yes.
Which I've never been there. Have you been
there? No, we haven't been there.
We're going back to the Louvre. We're going to the ABBA Voyage concert. We're going to
Great Gatsby
in the West End. So there's some things that are just coming across my desk that I didn't know about.
That we should all be excited about. We did toy with the idea of maybe going to Brussels for the day.
I would go.
Because I feel like that would be like another country we'd get to see. I don't know.
Whoa, excuse me,
getting all worked up. I don't know if that's still happening. But yeah, it's just going to be like a fabulous trip. I feel like I really have the travel itch.
It's the Sagittarius in us.
It is. I always forget that we're literally both Sagittarius.
And that's why we're like, you know, that crazy
is,
together.
We are crazy together. But I feel like more so than, I was actually on the phone with my boyfriend last night. I was like, I really have this just like travel itch.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Okay, this is like the type of like inbound slander that I don't need. But then also it's funny because he was saying like, oh, you started dating me. And like the moment you started dating you, I was like, no, it's like not about you.
Oh, it's not about you.
And then we laughed.
And then we laughed in bliss. Yeah, like, so. No, I'm really excited for this trip. I'm excited for the content. I'm excited also, to smell the European air. You know how like there are certain smells that stay with you, one of them being our grandparents' house, the other one being Europe.
Interesting. I also feel like everyone is in Paris. I don't know if it's just me or if I'm being targeted, but so many people that I follow have been in Paris. So that's also getting me even more excited. I also really want to do like an East Coast trip.
I'm down.
Deeper into the summer. So mom and I were kind of talking about that. We were thinking Newport. You guys won't step foot on Nantucket.
I won't.
Right, because of Lyme disease. I just want to know because so many people go to Nantucket and like seem to be fine.
I know a lot of people who have Lyme disease
from Nantucket, and like when they went for like 3 days.
I don't know how long they went, but I know that they have it.
Like, if they live there, maybe.
I know one boy who got to his brain
from Nantucket. How long was he in Nantucket?
I'm not sure.
I'm saying like a weekend. I want to know somebody who went to Nantucket for a weekend and got Lyme disease.
I just know the second I step on that island off the ferry, I'm going to be paranoid, freaking out, and not able to enjoy myself.
We were there and we were fine.
Already been there. So check it off the list.
But I want to go back. So anyway, we're kind of compromising with Newport. I don't know if this is happening, but we were compromising with Newport. I haven't been flagged with any Lyme allegations for Newport.
I haven't heard about that yet.
So
yet.
We'll see. So those are just some of the things that are in the works. But yeah, just very much an itch for travel.
And then I'm going to Chicago.
Oh yeah, you're going
for the mustache
Chicago.
Crawl.
I think I might be doing a trunk show in Chicago this summer again.
Love.
So that could be
I'll
fun.
Come.
Obviously, as a bower. So those are just some things in the works. Anyway, well, always you guys are always the first people to know. Is there anything else you want to share?
You know, I think we covered everything.
She just puts a big X through her pad. Okay,
done.
She's like done. I first of all just want to thank you so much for coming so prepared to this show.
Absolutely. Well, you know, as the pro bono Bow and Coer, I've got to pull my weight.
And just know if you're reaching out on the Bows and Company Instagram, you are communicating with Elizabeth. And to also, I will write out all the stuff for the bucket list. If you want to follow it, let us know, message us, and maybe purchase a Bows
the Beach Bow Club. Bows
if you want to be part hat. Of our crew and our club.
Yeah.
And our team.
We don't have any open positions because I just filled the last one, right, but definitely yeah. try.
So thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode of the podcast. We'll obviously be in Europe when this is coming out, so be sure to follow us on socials, follow along with all of those adventures. I will be Emily in Paris living out my best Parisian life,
right? And I'll be Bitsy following along in Paris. I'll be Bitsy Boulin in Paris doing the penguin the whole time. I'm coming. I am on my way.
Never sign me up for this class again.
We have fun.
Thank you all so much for listening. Say it with me. And remember that everything is better with a bow. Bye-bye now.